Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The following is a comment written by the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar introduces bill sanctioning Brunei over anti-homosexuality law. What is tolerated and what isn't? U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar this week introduced legislation that would bar any Brunei government official enforcing the nation's quote-unquote draconian penal code from doing business with the U.S. The Brunei Human Rights Act would prevent any official involved in implementing Brunei's laws from traveling to or doing business with the United States, as well as require reports to Congress on how the penal code affects refugees who have fled the country. The bill would apply the sanctions under the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which authorizes U.S. government sanctions against human rights violators. Quote, these laws are anathema to our values as humans and must be condemned in the strongest possible terms, end quote, Omar said. Quote, the new statutes will violate the human rights of women, children, and the LGBTQ community. This brutality runs counter to universal values of respect for human rights and freedom for people to worship and love however they choose. The United States has a duty to protect against this blatant disregard for humanity and the violation of basic rights wherever we see them, end quote. Source, The Hill, May 10th, 2019. Comment, quote, these laws are anathema to our values as humans and must be condemned in the strongest possible terms, end quote, Omar said. Continuing, quote, the new statutes will violate the human rights of women, children, and the LGBTQ community. This brutality runs counter to universal values of respect for human beings and freedom for people to worship and love however they choose, end quote. Hefty words to be uttered by a Muslim, anathema, vehemently opposing. What is she as a Muslim and other Muslim activists, especially in the Western countries, opposing? The Islamic ruling or command of the Creator? Granted, this article is not discussing Brunei being a state that does or doesn't implement Sharia or random hudud, as there is no country in the world that implements Islam as a system in their government or society. The focus of this article is how far Muslims are willing to go to bash out the rulings of the Sharia, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is done under the umbrella of defending human rights for all and embracing themselves and identifying with the LGBTQ people as a minority in society who need alliance from the Muslim community. Here, the concept of tolerance is pushed and pushed to include what is obvious and clear haram, or else face backlash from Western society with the Muslim activists at the forefront. What is tolerance? What can or cannot be accepted as tolerant? When the Muslim wants to garner support as identifying with the minority and acknowledging their oppression and discrimination, but to what extent? Selling one's Islamic ideology into a watered-down image only to be accepted by a kufr system and kufr society that is consistently being pumped with Islamophobia through the media? Or is it to gain the popular vote in various bodies of government? What was once taboo due to the severity and clarity of the sin of homosexuality, now we have Muslims openly recognizing the LGBTQ as having their right to individual expression and belief because they feel they are entitled to act in the way they see fit in their personal lives. More and more schools are allowing inclusion educational programs to educate primary students about gender and sexuality issues. Yet the vast society does not identify as LGBTQ, yet is insistent on being more inclusive of these types of corrupt programs being shoved down the throats of Muslim parents and children, whether or not they agree. Some regions find their objection as red flags for extremist religious behavior, resulting in family services investigations. All for wanting to retain a Muslim identity, both internally and publicly. Sadly, the campaigns for inclusiveness for all is usually done by Muslim activists in government or various organizations. Therefore, they flex their muscle over the Muslim community instead of lobbying for their rights as Muslims, as they claimed when they were lobbying for votes, but then change into attacking the Sharia and its various tenets. Here is anathema. Muslims, especially in the West, are appearing to be sympathetic to this vile behavior, putting the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wisdom aside, all in order to appear tolerant and accepting as a person and a so-called representative or ambassador of Islam. Another significant increase in the argument where Muslims themselves are calling for rights and liberal measures for the LGBTQ community. So now objecting Muslims need to confront other Muslims in this severe issue of open haram, allowing for the Muslim youth to be able to decide their sexual inclination as normal and natural. Some even go as far as denying the prohibition of homosexuality in Islam as the malicious twisting of the Qawm al-Lut and the punishment incurred upon them. It is this that we see the rapid moral fabric unraveling of Islamic ethics and the Islamic values being attacked and pressured into taking the Western liberal trends as a new value system. Muslims, to compromise their aqidah, the laws of Allah Almighty, and the Islamic morals, which all form the esteemed Islamic personality, to be reduced to warped concepts of LGBTQ and merging it with being an acceptable Muslim behavior, citing that Allah is accepting of his creation and he is the most compassionate and all-seeing. Here is anathema. Narrated by Jabir, that the Prophet ﷺ said, "What I fear most for my ummah is the behavior of the people of Lut." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a system for human beings who are fickle in nature, following their desires and interests, had it not been for the revelation of a creed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And this comprehensive system serves as a gauge for what is acceptable and what is rejected in all its forms. Adhering to his commands and behaving according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what will produce a strong, revived society with humans living to what is appropriate according to the tenets of Islam, properly fulfilling instincts and not acting in the latest depraved trends in gender and sexuality being imposed on the youngest of young. To lay claim to what is considered tolerance must never clash with the fixed ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or else corruption spreads like wildfire on all levels in this life. Allah is the most wise, and the Lord of the worlds, and the master of the Day of Judgment. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Manal Bader.